Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you here. Nice to see all your shiny red faces. One of the most important points, Debian, is to have some kind of good representation to the people outside who not yet know Debian. Therefore, it's quite an important task to have some kind of website with all its documentation where users and developers can find what information they need very fast. However, there are usually some kinds of complaints about not able to finding what they are searching for, not in the correct language, or not easy to navigate and not pretty looking. So we have here Frank Lichtenfeld, who will tell us a bit about how we could try to improve our website. Hopefully you will give him some feedback. Hi.
So the basic point about this round table, as it was titled, would be to that I would be interested in your thoughts about the website, and that perhaps discuss how much this would be possible here, I don't know. To discuss some questions about the website and to see whether we can find some ideas how we can improve it. So what I would like to hear is perhaps from some people from the audience that are interested in to hear some thoughts about the website and what's your biggest complaint about the website? So who would like to say something about that? Perhaps? Yeah, Joey?
It's too hard to find things. There are too many different ways to get from one point to another. That's my biggest complaint.
So. It looks old school.
It looks old school.
Okay, so we have too hard to find some stuff, and it doesn't look pretty or shiny or something like that.
But there's more to looking pretty than just being satisfying for the eye. The aesthetic part is one thing, but there's also other points of making things look right. Meaning, for example, to provide visual cues for people that they know where to click, mm-hmm. and also for example, colorblind people to take them into account. So there are other aspects of the visual appearance of the site than just being aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, so let's repeat it so we have something on the record. So there's visual appearance and layout isn't only about looking shiny or looking pretty, but it's also a point of usability, so that you have visual hints for the users where he can where he can orientate on, and visual appearance is also important for people with some kind of handicap, like color blindness or something like that, so that the website is also usable for them. Other things?
There's a lot of information in Debian available that is currently on home pages of people, on people.debian.org. A lot of documents have been written in the past, and there's really no good way to find the detail that you provide.
Yeah. Okay. So the point was the Debian there are a lot more websites on Debian than only the homepage. Especially, there are many websites from Debian developers on people.debian.org or stuff like that. There are also the whole QA pages and things like that. So, but it's pretty hard to find links or find any information about them. So one thing would perhaps be to better integrate them or to better to make it at least possible to search them or something like that. So yeah, next point.
Yeah, one thing with the pages not being available on Debian.org is that it's hard to translate them.
Yeah.
Try to translate everything.
Yeah. Okay. The point was it's
you want to have the,
the advantage of having information available on www.debian.org is that there is a translation framework for this. So pages that are not there are mostly not translated at all. Okay, other things you want to tell us in front? Okay, to be a bit more specific about things with the website is okay. So let's start with the developers corner. It's the starting website, I guess. Well, that doesn't work. Intended for Debian developers with information for them. So we have a lot of stuff here, a lot of links. But as you can see, the page is quite long and very many links. So even stuff that is linked from here, I often hear I didn't find that. I didn't know that it was there. So what I would be interested in, or can talk even a bit about that, how to improve this website, because many developers have said to me that the Debian website isn't really usable for them. So there are some obvious things to do here, like splitting this website into more to give the user the chance to actually grasp what is on the page and to see where to go from here. But what I the question is, do you have other ideas? What would make the Debian website in general more usable for developers or for contributors? Yeah.
Well, I think some parts, also on the left side, on basic, shouldn't really be on the developer's website, because not only for Debian's developers, but for anyone who wants to take a closer look at Debian. Whether it's the developers, the CV vendors,
okay.
Sponsors, whoever.
Yes. So.
And the people page is, well, I'm not sure if the people page is really of any use.
Yeah. So the point was that even many links that are here on the developers page don't really belong there, because they might be of interest for other people, especially things like Debian organization or things like that, but are somewhat hidden here. Things like the people page, where all Debian developers main package maintainers, additionally, even if they are not developers, are listed, is yeah.
Just D console minus F maintainer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's just the long list of names with package names attached to them. Not really sexy, let's say. Other thoughts? Enrico?
One thing you do with websites that isn't being done with the Debian website is doing some user analysis first and make targeted pages. We've been discussing around the table in the canteen who was the target of this page. And apparently what we came out is that it's mainly useful for people who want to become Debian developers. And so they can find all like policy and stuff. But as Debian developers, you, many, at least around our small table with like four people, would have liked to find, for example, what's in Alfie, people page, if you want to go to people.org/alfie, which is all the links to all the like status page on what you do, your DD karma and stuff. Possibly like I put my GPG key ID or email address in it. Okay, let's see it.
Okay, not used to English layout.
So it's like the, all those pages that tell you like if your pages, if your packages have been built and what's happening and what's its status of your bugs and what's the graph or whatever. This is like the things for the devs that you don't find, but then you don't want to give them to like new maintainers because maybe they have no pages. And so maybe splitting by person, and then when you receive a request, you see who's making the request and you add it to the right page. So for the curious, for the press, for the new maintainer candidates, for the developers, this sort of range. And then
so the proposal was to do more targeted pages to better split the pages so that you can give different users different pages so that they only find the information they seek and are not overwhelmed with too much information they don't need. So like the Debian Developers Corner is many of the stuff is mainly interesting for new maintainers, and some of the stuff, especially links to useful other pages like collected here, are mainly of interest for Debian developers. So split the page to give both audiences what they need and don't have them to bother with the stuff they don't look at and don't need at all. Yeah.
I guess it would also be useful if you could log into the website as a developer and automatically have selections based on your username for packages, stuff like that.
Okay. The idea was to give developers, perhaps contributors too, the possibility to log into the website so that links, so that links to other resources about their packages and about themselves, like the Debian developers packages overview on QA or some stuff like that, so that they are pre-linked with their username or that they see a list of their packages and things like that. Yeah.
One thing that is coolest in my opinion is if I say, okay, what, where are the websites? So if I want to find a reach, and what is the path to them? So now I just noticed that most of the information literally goes from the main page via this developers page. So it means that the main page has just one most important link, that is to developers, and the rest of the links are very unimportant. So that's perhaps not the optimal use of the of the way it should be.
Yeah.
The paths are getting unnecessarily long and complex.
Okay. He said that he thinks that most of the interesting stuff at all is in the developer's corner. So the link on the main page to the developer's corner is just one step too much because you have all important links here. I tend to disagree a bit about this one because I think from a user's point of view, most links on the developer's corner aren't really useful at all. And stuff like where I get my ISO images or...
But for example, if you take a look here and say, okay, you're now interested in, in one of the subgroups we have in Debian. Like, let's say it's the Debian Women's group. Where do you go to?
Yeah. So, the point was that one thing you can't find on the main page are the different sub-projects like CDDs or the Debian Women, things like that. And I think that's a valid complaint. I think that would be one point that should be really fixed to give the user of the website more and the idea how Debian really works, that are many sub-projects or CDDs or maintainer groups. So this isn't reflected on the website at all at the moment, so it just looks like I think the whole thing about how to communicate with certain people or where do I find certain groups or certain maintainers isn't really visible on the website at the moment. I will give some people more the chance to say stuff like that, and then I would like to go on specific points that were mentioned and ask more specifically so that we can go more into detail. Yeah.
One thing I've been thinking about improving the visibility of the sub-project is we have a news section on the front page. That should include the news from the different sub-projects, and they only list the main news at the moment. We have news pages for like Debian Med, Debian Edu, Debian Installer. Think about whether those should actually be shown on the front page as well. Right. So you don't look at the news and you see, oh, the last news item is 4 months old. Okay, it's not at the moment because we're announced DevConf, but sometimes you find that the last news item is half a year old. Doesn't seem like anything is happening. So we're thinking about doing something about that.
Okay, so one suggestion here was to, since we have here the latest news item on the web page, where we give some where the user can find news items, but we have a lot of more of these these news items. For example, let's take one of the one PC build problem. So let's take for example the CDDs. Yeah, there we have. Let's take an active one actually. So we have a news item there too, but if you don't know about the project, you don't will find this. And especially some of these might be really interesting to people that don't know the project yet. Like, let's take the last news item on the Debian Med Day at DevCon 5. Okay. So one suggestion would be to make it possible to include news items from sub-pages or even from remote pages, since some projects have their own web page that isn't hosted on this server, but that could easily be made possible via RSS feeds or something like that. So to give sub-projects and groups the possibility to include new news items on the web page, on the main page. Yeah. other general stuff you would like to mention before we go more into detail?
If we're showing news, I think we should really look into splitting user news and developer news.
Okay, yeah. So the suggestion was if we really want to show more use and news, and so then we should think about splitting them into user use news and developer news, since probably if you show too much items, you don't know which are relevant for you. And so one could make a list with developer-related news, perhaps even include selected posts from Devil Announced there, would be one idea.
I think there was on the front page it made the user news, but it's hard to find the developer news because that's scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
On the website and other places.
So it's
so
not
consolidate that somewhere, maybe not on the front page, but somewhere.
On the developer's front page, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was just the addition that developer news, if you create such a category, don't have to go to the main page but instead to the developer's front page in this, let's say it like this.
The top item here is an example of something that comes from a developer point of view, but it's really useful for end users as well. So
yeah,
hard to categorize.
Maybe it,
yes.
Maybe it would be a good idea to hack that, get recent changes to function to make it dig into all the different sub projects and create one huge block of all of them. I think such a thing could be helpful, and
I don't know really what you are talking
the different sub projects each have more or less their own news section.
Yeah.
And we could hack the get recent changes to not only look below one directory, but below all of these sub-projects, and get a collected news section about the sub-projects.
Yeah, that was sort of what I
think that was what I was suggesting before, and probably just in other words.
I think it would be cool to have these ones also as RSS feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's certainly the possibility to include way more RSS feeds and things like that on the website. There are a few, but there are certainly some news sections and things like that that are not covered, and that would be interesting for.
I think the only RSS feeds we have are for security alerts at the moment.
Yes, that's.
It would be cool just to have on the very main page a link like get news via RSS, and so you just have a list of all news feeds with their appropriate RSS.
Yeah. So the suggestion here was to create if you have several RSS feeds for different news categories, and that you should make one overview page where you can see all available ones. So my suggestion, my question would be on the thing, I guess it came from Franz Pop. Do you think it would be useful to be able to log into the website and to make it more interactive? And what would you like to have? Is this something you would want, and what features would it make attractive to you? That would be my question. Yeah.
I think there are some places where it might be nice to make some deselection. It's not necessarily logging in. You can just do it with cookies and just say the membership setting for me. Like for example, which meals, which neither server do I want to use? if you still have the spiel that I can select where to go to and stuff like that.
Okay, he said that perhaps it isn't really needed to create a complete login system with all the problems you have with that, like maintaining the login information and so on, but to just make it possible at certain points to select preferences via cookies or similar, so that perhaps your login Debian login name is in a cookie, and so links can be adapted to your needs. What are your thoughts about the login stuff? There are no, we can also take other topics. Yeah.
One first thought I can have about it is, well, a bit more technical maybe. So now everything is in WML and it's quite static, and having it kind of dynamic would be like making a CMS or adopting a CMS. And whenever you make a new CMS, God kills a kitten. So you have to like pay attention. And so is that a viable alternative? I mean, are we allowed to think about possibly switching to some CMS, considering also the load?
So the question was, the whole website infrastructure is about static web pages at the moment. So the question was, would it be possible to use a CMS instead? And should we consider that? The one answer to this is the websites should the most of the websites, especially the things that are interesting for users, should be easily mirrorable. So if we want to change the infrastructure of the website, I think it's really viable that we still have the possibility to easily create mirrors. I don't know that for really sure. I guess with the increase in hardware performance since the creation of the website, perhaps is not even that important anymore, because one server can handle the load of all the mirrors. I don't know that for sure. That would be have to investigate it. But one thing you could do against this would be to select. So if you would do, for example, that find that you only really need the CMS for the developers corner or something like that, you could move it to a different host or something like that, so that you don't get the conflict yet. What would be my question? What do you see as advantages of a CMS over the current solution? Name example use of a CMS that isn't possible with the current stuff.
Well, just because we were talking about logging in and having customized pages, and unless you want to generate a static version of the developer program for every single developer.
Yeah, probably not.
You need to use a CMS. And like, this changes a lot of the further discussion, because we can choose to like not consider a CMS now, which could maybe be sensible, because there's also translation workflow which will be screwed up. And then I'm not going to propose like grouping things and categorization for the website and whatever, because then you can't navigate it or something. Or if we think about the CMS, then lots of new idea comes out, and I don't know what's going to happen on the next half of the both. But I mean, that changes a lot. What's going to happen?
Yeah. Okay. So.
You're saying so. I personally think that it's probably not a good idea to think about the CMS right now. I'm not just pushing for it.
Okay, yeah. So the example advantage would be things like let users log in, since You have to create some kind of CMS for that, and you could really use a real one instead of writing your own. What you also mentioned was that if you choose to use a new infrastructure like that, you get a whole bunch of new possibilities and new ideas. And so it's the question whether we should discuss this really here, because you get whole two different discussions about what is possible, or what would you improve now, or something like that, and or let's change the whole infrastructure and then look what we want to improve. So that are two very different discussions, and it's the question whether we should risk to miss the
confuse them. Well, I really want to warn of something, because I really think it's very dangerous to believe it's easier if you have a CMS. I even think it's more difficult to create web pages, because Sysless is definitely not the best, but with a CMS it would be possible to adjust it to single users, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have a console what's in. Even worse, we must know better how it should look like in every single combination. And currently also we have a lot of dynamic pages like the developers overview, at some place like QA.do, they should probably be better implemented here. I don't disagree about that, but I really don't think that we need a CMS right now. And we have a lot of more important problems that we could be easily solved with the current situation, like this long list of links that almost nobody finds. Users don't complain that they don't find a link to the Debian installer, which is hidden here. But of course, very important to users. Definitely, Sasha was asked more or less the most often asked question on the Debian user channel in German. So, yeah.
Okay. He warned about that if you, for example, switch to a CMS or use the CMS additionally to the static web pages, you will not only get a whole bunch of new possibilities, but also of new things you have to care about. And for example, if you have dynamically created pages, you have to make sure that if the user chooses something, it still makes sense. You have new combinations, and you have to maintain more content in this regard, so that mixing the content still makes sense. And things like that. And so the suggestion was to first look what can we fix with the current solution, like splitting up Developers Corner, or things like that, which are easily possible without the CMS. Yeah.
I think all this discussion leads directly to a very important question, which is, how do we want to work with the website? What are the criteria for splitting up things, and how do we want the navigation flow to look like? And I think Enrico was onto something very good here. He spoke about use cases, and the fact is that nobody really knows how people use the website at the moment. I think we discussed this on the mailing list also, and somebody suggested to look at logs and other things, and I suggested that we should try to deduce from the current website the use cases that we are supporting now, and look at those and see what we are still missing. And after that, it will be easier to consider the technical solutions, for example, to choose between the current system or a CMS or something completely new.
Okay, so the suggestion was really try to analyze what use cases there are for the current website by, for example, analyzing the logs, and to learn more about how the users use the website currently. So, because this will give us a better idea about what things we need to change and what things we need to adapt, and it gives us more information about the use cases, whether we should need really a CMS or if we can implement these things the users want with the current solution. Yeah.
To come back to the logins problem, I think it might be useful to get the different pages like the QA developer page, like Edu's page about the build daemon views and such, which could use some sort of preceding to easily click through and not having to insert your data all the time there. I think something that we would include such there's very much linked in a QA developer page already, cross-linked to the various other stuffs like the testing script and the Lintian reports and such. But these things, I guess, need to be incorporated even more, and this maybe could be done through a single login page. But on the other hand, like with the Lintian pages, we already have the list to click through from all the developers, so it's not really needed to be a dynamic thing like PHP or whatever to get this thing done.
Yeah, so the point was the obvious advantage of a login or something like that would be that you can use the other information pages like Debian Developers Packages Overview faster, since the pages already know who you are and what are you probably looking for. You can even think about integrating them more into the main website. But this doesn't mean really that they have to be dynamic or something like that, because let's take the Lintian page. It's a static page, but you can, since you have all the sorting you probably want, it's not really needed to make it dynamic or something like that, but only to give you directly the link to the page you want. I think we can take 2 points from here. The question whether we want another infrastructure or an additional infrastructure like a CMS should is probably can't discuss here in all the details, or at least not in this in this talk. But we should certainly think about that. And the other interesting thing is really to try to find out what users want from the web page and how they use that it. So the basic problem is someone needs to do it. I will certainly take that with me and also mention that on the mailing list and discuss it there. But if someone has already ideas how to do it or who should do it, feel free to contact me and say this to me, but I don't think it's needed to do this right now and in the audience. Where to go from here? So, are there other things you still have to add to this point?
I have 2 questions. So, generation of one static page per developer is a possible alternative. Like, I log in and I'm redirected to a static page which has been pre-generated with all my links.
Yeah, so the question was if... the question was if it's an alternative to try to use static pages for now, let's say for the login, so that you have only one CGI and then you are redirected to static pages again, which are pre-generated for each Debian developer. Obviously that is a lot of stuff that will never use. I don't know. Sounds. We have examples for things we do this way. Let's take my own page, packages.debian.org. I guess most of the pages are never seen by anybody. It's like 100,000 packages pages for each binary package we have in the archive, and not for each binary package, but for each version with all arches on one page at least. The thing is, if you go for a dynamic solution, you obviously get more possibilities, and you also don't have to use your CPU cycles for things that nobody ever will look at. The disadvantage is, in the case of the websites, it's more difficult to mirror them, or you have to choose which parts you want to mirror, which parts should be static, and obviously you also increase the load on the server, but if you can handle that, that is not a problem, but that needs to be investigated and thought of previously.
Well, I mean, part of the customization, for example, adding a login name to links to package.qa debian.org or something could probably be done with a JavaScript if you find someone to do JavaScript and cookies. So you don't really need to have a dynamic, you can have the pre-generated sort of, and if you don't log in you get the generic link, if you have JavaScript disabled you get the generic link, but if you somewhere have a login page you could do that, and you could, for example, fold stuff and have dynamic stuff to hide things.
Okay.
You could probably do that if you find someone who's good at JavaScript.
Yeah, so the suggestion was if you really choose a solution or if you really don't want to have dynamic pages right now, like a full-blown CVS, it would be possible to create something in between with a login page and then give the user of the website the chance to adapt some things with cookies and JavaScript, for example, so that if you are identified to the web server, the page, a little JavaScript on the page adapts links for you. Obviously, it won't work if you have JavaScript disabled, but you have at least, I guess, most people these days browse with JavaScript enabled.
W3N doesn't support JavaScript.
Yeah, so you give advantage only to a specific group of users, though probably a great part of them. Yeah, so that would be a solution that still fits into the current infrastructure, but gives the user some more value. Yeah, more thoughts on that?
Comments?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I came a bit late, so I'm not sure if this has already been covered.
Okay.
But I'm on the Debian EDU subproject,
mm-hmm.
and we maintain our own web pages, mostly because the format on the current Debian web pages are not for humans, and we wanted something that the translators and contributors without Debian developer status, where they could add information. So we started with the CVS version that you could commit to our CVS, and we moved on to a CMS later on. Clone, I think, it's been used now. And the CMS story has not been a success story because the access rights are not being properly configured, so very few people can actually add the information there. And we were hoping to get infrastructure for handling translations, and it didn't really work out. So we have a complete mess on the website at the moment. So you should be very careful going to CMSs and hope that this will solve anything. They might just create new problems.
Yeah. So the story is that he is from Debian Edu sub-project, and they moved to a CMS because they didn't like the current infrastructure here, especially the import format and and the possibility. And it was too complicated for non-Debian developers to contribute and for the translators. And they moved to CMS. Plone was mentioned. That is probably the used solution. And there have been big problems with it because the access rights didn't work like they wanted, and the translation stuff didn't work out. So this tells us that there can be even more problems if you go for a CMS and not only more possibilities. So one should plan this step really careful before actually doing it, so that you don't end up with something that's worse than the current solution. Okay. So if there's nothing more to this point, one thing I was thinking about was how to make, we have already touched it in previous discussions, how to make the sub-projects more visible and how to better show the whole structure, let's say, of the Debian community. And what I was interested in, if you have more thoughts about that. So my idea was that we try to create a separate page for sub-projects and groups and things like that, so that we don't hide them in the developer's corner like right now. This was just an idea from me, but, and I would be interested if you have thoughts on that or not.
Good.
Okay. Are there any things you want to add to this? That seems not to be the case. Another thing that was also mentioned very often is for the layout, the usability.
Excuse me, I got a question about the former point.
Yeah.
Who will maintain these pages? The Debian website group or this project, or each project?
Yeah, okay. So there was indeed a question to the point of making a separate page for groups and teams and sub-projects. So the question is how to maintain this. I think obviously the list of projects that are linked from there has to be maintained by the web team. But I guess each group and each team has it's their own decision whether they want to be on the main website, like most of the CDDs are currently, or if they want to have their own pages, like Debian Women has. So that should be really left to them. and we should basically try to give them the possibility to present themselves. Other thoughts on that?
Would it be able to? Would it be possible to import stuff from CVS maintained by a subproject into the main website, so that you would have a distributed access rights management for the source?
Like to do the job, for example.
Yeah, so the question was, would it be possible to still include stuff that is maintained somewhere else, like in a different CVS or in a different VCS, so some people might prefer Subversion or Dax or Arch or something like that, but to still include it in the web page, like for subprojects. And that's easily be possible, so we do that. So we do this already for the all the documentation stuff, which is maintained in the different CVS and of DevinDoc, and we still include it in the web page, so that's possible. The only thing one has to consider is whether to choose different layouts or try to integrate them also in the layout of the main page.
To consider the translation work.
Yeah, the translation framework has to consider it as well. So, do you want to use the one of the Debian website, or do you and want to be integrated with this? This isn't the case for DebianDoc right now, so we don't have really experience to include other CVS into the same framework, but should be possible. Or do you want to maintain translations on your own, so like DebianDoc does currently, because they have it's very different to translate the web page from translating the whole documentation. Other thoughts, questions?
Thanks. We currently have a lot of things on our web pages, so I think moving them to separate subdirectory is definitely improving the situation, even if perhaps some of them, some first step improvements are possible. So I think you should really should just do it as soon as possible.
Okay, he basically said that we should do this splitting up of some of the crowded pages like Developers Corner is really a good thing to do anyway, so we should really do this fast. Okay, let's make a little. It has been about an hour right now, so if you want, we can make a short pause so that the people that want to go to the other talk that's starting at 11 at the big auditorium can go there, and that we can perhaps take a little nap of fresh air and things like that. Would it be needed? Would you like that, or would you go on? Okay, I don't see objections, but I see agreement, so let's make 5 minutes pause.